Today's daf, Be'ezer Hashem, is daf Yudalan Amal Alpha Mechusaita. Continuing on with the Agadita about Moshe Rabbeinu, we discussed the glorious and tragic Ptira of Moshe Rabbeinu, and now the Gemara continues on. The Amar Rabbi Chama Barab Chanina, 10 lines into Yudalan Amal Alpha. Pnei Manik Bar Moshe Eitzel Beis Pa'ar. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu buried next to the area that Klal Yisrael had done the Averis by Pa'ar? Kedei l'chaper al Moshe Pa'ar, to atone for the Averis that were done with Baal Pa'ar. Continues the Gemara, another statement of Rabbi Chama. First word in the line is Al. Middle line of 12 lines. In Vam Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Ma'idachsiv, Acharei Hashem Elokeichem Telchu. The Torah tells us in Dvarim Yud Gimel that we should follow on the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chiev shalo l'hodim l'haloch achar ha-shchina. Is it possible for a person to follow after the Shechina? It's ethereal. V'alokvar nemer ki Hashem Elokecha eish achlohu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eish. So it seems that the Gemara is not only saying, what does it mean? But it's fire, you'll get burnt. Elo halach achar midosav. Should follow after the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ma'u ba'al sharu min v'chsev ayas Hashem Elokim lo'odam l'shtok sanis or v'al yal b'shem. Just like God dresses man, afata hal beishurumim, dress those who need clothing. Kadosh Baruch Hu biker cholim, Kadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick. Dechsiv ayarish elav Hashem beilonei mamre, afata biker cholim. Kadosh Baruch Hu nichem aveilim, Kadosh Baruch Hu comforts the mourners. Dechsiv ayi achrei mos avram vayvarach Elohim is Yitzchak benoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu comforted Yitzchak. Rashi adds, he even gave him a birchas avelim. Afato nichem avelim. Kadosh Baruch Hu kiver mesim l'siv ayikover oise bagai. Afato for mesim. So too, you should also bury the dead. Here, of course, is the connection of Moshe, because Moshe Rabbeinu was buried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the first examples we had in the Gemara of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tremendous Baal Chesed is the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dressed Adam and Chava b'ksones or v'yas Hashem l'kim l'adam l'ishto ksones or v'yal b'shem. Now the Gemara begins to discuss what does that mean. Rav Shmuel, Chad Omer Dover Habo Min Ha'or, V'chad Omer Dover Sh'or Nenemi Menu. One said that it means that he dressed them with something that came from a hive, in other words, an animal hive. V'chad Omer Dover Sh'or Nenemi Menu. And the other said that it means that he put something next to man's flesh that they would enjoy, Rashi says, of flesh. Torah Reb Simloi makes an amazing observation. Torah starts out with chesed and it ends with chesed. Kadosh Baruch Hu dressed man. That he buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Darish Rabbi Simloi, Mipnei Manisava, first wide line, Moshe Rabbeinu, Likanis of Israel. Very famous Gemara. Says Rabbi Simloi, why did Moshe desire to go into Israel? Vichilachom Mipir Yehutzar Chalispon Mitua. They need to eat from its fruits or to be satiated from its goodness. El Kacham Amesh. But Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Harbe mitzvos nistavi Yisrael miskayim el mitzvot Yisrael." There are many mitzvot that Klal Yisrael is commanded, and I can only fulfill them in Eretz Yisrael. Ekanes, let me go. Ekanes, ani laris kidei shiskam mukulon al yodi. I want to go to be able to fulfill them. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, klum ata mevakesh el kabel schar ma el kabel schar. The reason why he wanted to be get schar. I'll consider it as if you did it. The Gemara quotes a long pasuk from Yeshayahu to bring home this point that Moshe Rabbeinu ultimately got all the reward that he deserved. Lachain achalek lo b'ramis atzumin yichalek shalal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will divide to the strong ones and to the many the deserved bounty. Tachas asher horo lo musnafsho. For the tzaddik who put himself even in the path of death,
Vesposhim Nimna, and I will punish those who deserve punishment. Vuhuchata Rab Nasa, Vuhuchim Yafkia, and I will reward for those who've carried the sins of others. Vachena Chalek Lo B'Rabim, I will give them many great things. That's the end of the pasuk. Yachol Kachroin V'lo B'Rishanim, I would think that they get like the later ones as opposed to the first ones. And with Gemara later on, it's going to tell me this means in regards to Moshe, that he will get like Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, Shein Atzum V'Torah Mitzvahs. Period. Tachas Asherah Lomas Nafsho. What does it mean that he put himself in the path of death? Shemot Ratzal Misa Shnemar V'Mayin Mecheni Yino Misifrecha. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, destroy me if you're not going to listen to my tefillah. When he came to asking for forgiveness for Bnei Yisrael. Vespaishim Nimna, he counts himself amongst the sinners. Shimna Misei Midbar, he put himself among those who died in the Midbar. Vuchet Rab Nasa Shekipar Al Maisa Egel, he atoned for the Maisa Egel, and he begged for forgiveness for the Maisa Egel. Vulapaishim Yafgia, Shabikesh Rachman Al Paisha Yisrael Shiachsru B'tshuva. He davened that the poshim should do tshuva. And how do we know that pegiya means tefila? Ve'im pegiya ela tefila. Shnemar v'atat tispalel, al tispalel ba'adam hazeh, al tisa ba'adam, rinu tefila v'al tifka bi. We see that the pei gimel ayin is a shoresh for tefila. Hadron Allah, ha'mekane li'ishto, Baruch Hashem, we have finished the first perek of Saita. Tosis points out in Dibur HaMasna Pnei Ma Nikbar Mul Beis Pa'ar, we said that Moshe Rabbeinu was buried in the area of Beis Pa'ar. And Tosis quotes a Medrash that says that when Bnei Yisrael sinned at Pa'ar, so at that time Beis Pa'ar would go to be argument against Klal Yisrael to mention the Avera. However, when they would see the Kever of Moshe Rabbeinu, then they would withdraw. So Moshe Rabbeinu was next to Pa'or to prevent the Kategor of Pa'or. We begin a new perek on Yudalid Amin Aleph. She would bring her Karban Mincha if she's been confirmed. As a sota, she would bring a minchas kenos. However, the Rashi adds that it was the Baal that actually brought it. It was brought in a basket from the Dekel tree. Vinoseres, vinosna al yoda, and it's put on her hand. He puts on her hand. Kidei liyaga, in order to wear her out. Kol menachos, tchilasa mesel mikli sharis. Now the Mishnah differentiates between the carbon minchas kinoos and all other carbon minchas. All their minchas, they're put in a kli sharis. Vizut tchilasa mikvi femitzvus v'saifa b'kli sharis. But this one is put originally into the wicker basket and then into a kli sharis. Rashi adds that it's put into a kli sharis before the kmitza is done, before the part is drawn out by the kohanim's three fingers, and then burnt on the mizbeach. Kol menachos tuna shemen v'levona. All menachos require oil and frankincense. V'zu eina tana lo shemen v'levona. This one doesn't use neither oil or frankincense. Kol menachos bos menachitin. All other menachos come from wheat, v'zubam and asarim. This comes from barley, as the Mishnah will spell out according to Rabbi Gamliel in a moment. Why? Minchas ha'omer, it is true that the minchas ha'omer is the other exception, it's also barley. However, afopoy shabam and asarim ha'isaba garish. It came very, very well sifted. V'zubam kemach, and this came just as general flour. In those days, when we said kemach, flour, that meant the coarsest of that particular grain. Rabbi Gamaliel, Mirkishem Shemaisa, Maisa Behema, Kach Karbana, Maicha Behema. Rabbi Gamaliel explains that the reason why it's made of barley is because she's alleged to have done a maisa that would have been designated as a normally animalistic behavior, being mizane, so too her karbon is out of maichel behena. Tanya continues the Gemara, two lines from the bottom. Abachana Mishum Rebbe Eliezer, Kedeli Yaga, Kedei Shetachzerba. I have the gears of the Kol Kach Lama. Why did we go through this whole process of tiring her out? Answers the Gemara, Kedeli Yaga, Kedei Shetachzerba, in order to tire her out, so she'll admit. Im Kacha Chasa Torah Al Ovre Ritzono. The Torah wants to protect her, and the Torah wants to not have her belly fall out. And the Torah is worried about those people who are mezana. Kavachon, Allah Seretzona, certainly for those who do the Ratzon Hashem. Maishem Dechasu, says the Gemara, how do you know you're tiring out? Because we're worried about her getting killed. Dilma Keicha de Lotimachik Megillah. Maybe the reason is because we don't want the Shem Hashem to be destroyed. Kasavar, says the Gemara, Ma'ashke v'achakach macha eskamakta. If we were concerned about the Shem Hashem being erased, that wouldn't be solved by wearing her out, because she's already been given to drink. And therefore, says the Gemara in the Teretz, Kasavar Yod, Mashka v'achakach macha v'esmichasa. V'imisha megillah ha'im chakala. If the reason is because of Megillah, it's already been erased. So that would not be a reason to postpone it and to try to get her to admit. What's the reason that we're postponing to get her to admit? Rather, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has mercy even on Balei Aveira.
We learned Be'ezer Hashem in the Mishnah on Yudalad Amid Aleph that the carbon minchas kenos is different than all the other karbanos, because all other menachos start and end in a kli shares. However, this one, to indicate the coarseness of her actions, starts off in a wicker basket. The Gemara, on the top of Yudalad Amid Beis, quotes this part of the Mishnah and challenges it. Ka menachos uriminu. Three lines from the top. I'll ask you for the following question. The Gemara quotes the whole process of the havas karbin mincha, which is a tosefta in the first perek of menachas. Say the menachas. How is it that the mincha is brought? Ketzat. Adam mevi mincha besoch beso. Beklaso shel kesev shel zav. He brings from his house baskets, or ornate baskets of silver and gold. V'nosel tol kli sharis. And he puts them in a kli sharis. The kar mincha in a kli sharis. Now remember that it started off from his house with ornate baskets, and then it went into a kli of that was designated. Kli shares had to have been designated of the base hamigdash. Umikatsha be kli shares, and it's then sanctified the kli shares. V'nasla shmano l'vol nasa, the oil and frankincense is put on it. Umalicha etzel kohen, then it's brought to the kohen. V'kol malicha etzel mizbeach, the kohen brings it to mizbeach. Umagisha be keren dromis ma'aravis, and he starts first by bringing it to the south western corner, keneged chuda shel keren, by the point of that corner of the mizbeach, v'dayo. And it's enough. The Gemara later on will explain what's the tosefta trying to bring out. It's enough. Well, what did we say that it's enough? We're just describing the process. U'mesalik es alavona. Then he moves over the frankincense l'tzad echa to one side, v'komitz makom shins rabba shmona, and he takes the kmitza out from where there's a lot of oil, v'noslatal kli shares, and then he takes the kmitza that is a scoop with the three fingers and puts it into a kli shares, u'mekatshe b'kli shares, u'melakes l'vonasa v'noslatal gabal, then he puts the frankincense on the top, u'maleo so l'gabe mizbeach, u'maleo u'mekatziro b'kli shares, he puts it and he brings it towards the mizbeach to be makdirt, u'molcho, then he salts it by the mizbeach. There was an area of the mizbeach that was set aside for salt, where they would take the salt from it to salt the karbanos and the menachos. V'nos na gabi yishim, and then it is put onto the fire of the mizbeach. Krav ha-komet, when this happens, that the komet is brought, shiarei nechalin, Then the last of the carbon can be eaten. The Kohanim could put wine, oil, or honey inside. You have to be careful to make sure that it does not become chametz. So the Gemara will later analyze many of the intricate details of the carbon mincha, but for our purposes, end quotes from this Tosefta vis-a-vis the kli sharis. Our Mishnah had said that you put something inside of a kli sharis, except you put all kachim inside of a kli sharis, except for a carbon minchas knos, except for the seltas carbon. However, from this Tosefta's mashma, not this way. Ketani mias, the Gemara continues, beklato shel kesef, klato shel zav. We see from here that you're allowed to use amateur, homemade, ornate vessels for the carbon mincha, and one does not need to use a kli sharis. Amar of Papa, Ema, you're right. We have to reread the Mishnah. Bekelim haru'uyin lekli sharis. These were nice vessels that could have been used as kli sharis. In contrast to the kfifa mitzris that the carbon of the mincha sota was put inside, that was not something that was ornate enough to be used as a kli sharis. And that's what the Gemara brings out over here. Michlal, the kfifas mitzris, lo chazia. The kfifas mitzris, something like that, a wicker basket, would never be worthy for, it's too cheap to be worthy for the mizbeach. Says the Gemara, kimandala kur Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. This actually flies in the face of the shita Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Disanya, klishar shason shalates, Rabbi Poser Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, machshir. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda found Sukkah Nun Amabes Menachos Chavches Amabes actually holds that a wood kli would be acceptable for kli sharis. A few tema answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Emadar Rabbi Yosef Bechashuvin, Bepchusin Mi Amar. Lastly, the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Hakriveyu No Lifachasecha. The Gemara answers and says no. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda allows a beautiful wooden utensil, but a wicker basket of a cheap sort, like was the kfifa shel mitzvah, which is a little bit of wood that grows on the dekel, on the palm tree, that was something that was very common and very cheap, and even Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that would not be acceptable. After all, there's a beautiful pasuk in Malachi that describes how HaKadosh Baruch in a wonderment, is one going to bring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the worst of one's karbanos, and therefore one can bring a wooden kli, but not a lefachos, as the pasuk says, "Hakriveu no lefachasecha." Is Hakadosh Baruch Hu? Do you bring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu the worst things, like a piseach chola ein ra, as the pasuk in Malachi Perek Aleph Pasuk Ches describes? Okay, so what emerges then is that our mission should be modified. That should be something that's ro'i lekli sharis normally, and then also, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda would find it acceptable if it was a nice kli, but here, a wicker basket is not acceptable. Except for Minchas Knos, to emphasize her lowly state. Now the Gemara goes back to analyze the details that the Gemara had mentioned earlier, where we have a presentation of the process of the Karban Mincha. One of the things we had learned in that Tosefta in Menachos was v'nosna l'kli sharis u'mekatsha b'kli sharis. The carbon is put in a kli sharis and it sanctifies it. Shamis mina, says the Gemara, we hear from this, kli sharis ein mekatshin, elamidas. That a person needs to have intention to put it in the kli sharis and to have it sanctified. If the halacha would be that the kedusha would happen memela, that by simply putting a carbon with das or without das into a kli sharis to make it kadosh, so then why did the Tosefta need to say twice, v'nosna l'kli sharis u'mekatsha b'kli sharis? The statement, the independent of statement mekatsha b'kli sharis, seems to indicate that there's something that happens aside from simply putting in the kli sharis. What's that? To sanctify in the kli sharis. How do you sanctify? Presumably with das. Ema says the Gemara, no. Even though that is a machlokis in Zvachim and in Menachos, Menachos particularly on Zayin of an Aleph, whether a kli sharis is mikadesh bedas, nevertheless, as the two sheets of Amoraim, there is no proof from this Tosefta
Ema nosenes b'klishares l'kadsha b'klishares. It doesn't say umikadsha, but he puts in the klishares l'kadsha in order for it. In other words, that is the net result when you put it aside, is that it becomes kadosh, and that is part of the tzivui haTorah of the process of making it kadosh, but not that you need a separate attention. As Rashi explains, Nosna l'kadsha haTorah etzricho litno b'klisharis kedei she'ekdishenu akli v'afilu eina miskavim l'kach. Puts it there for the kiddush, but that what's for the kiddush? Not because his das, but because of the Torah's das. Shenemar, we had mentioned that there is a chiyuv to put on frankincense. The Gemara quotes the pasuk. Shenemar v'yotzek alel shemen v'nosan alel levona. The point of the Gemara here is a little vague, and Rashi explains that the Gemara is telling us important halacha from the expression of the Tosefta. In the Tosefta, it says, Ve'vi'al b'nei Aaron, he brings it to b'nei Aaron after, or molicha etzel ha-kohen, after the statement of v'nasa l'Hashem shmonu l'vanasa. And the Gemara over here is bringing out, shenemar v'yotzak l'Hashem v'nasa l'alavona, that anybody could do it. V'yotzak, it sounds like that anybody could do it. Rashi adds, and then the next pasuk, as our Gemara continues, is v'vi'al ha-kohen, that he brings it to the kohen, v'vi'al b'nei Aaron. And that's how our Gemara continues. V'malicha etzel kohen, t'siv v'vi'al b'nei Aaron. V'kohen malicha etzel mizbech, t'siv v'gisha etzel mizbech. That's also in the pasuk. Magisha b'keren z'romis ma'arabas. He starts out at the southwestern corner, keneged chuda shel keren v'dayo. Min olan asks the Gemara, how do we know,
asks the Gemara, that the halacha is that he goes to the southwestern corner. Tichshiv, now the Gemara is going to begin a little bit of a complicated cheshbon, but we will try to stay with it. Tichshiv, as the pasuk says, v'zayis taris hamincha akrev osa b'nei Aaron l'fnei Hashem el ha-mizbeach. There is a little bit of a problem of where exactly the Kohen is going to bring. On the one hand, the pasuk says le Hashem. V'tanya, and we learned in a brayse, lefnei Hashem, yochol b'mayruv. It says lefnei Hashem. I would think it's in the western corner. Tam loyma al pnei hamizbeach. On the other hand, it says al pnei hamizbeach. So the psukim seem to contradict each other in Vayikra Vav. On the one hand, it's lefnei Hashem, and we know that the heichal was on the western side. Many people forget that the Kotel HaMaravi is actually the closest outer wall to the Kodesh HaKodashim. On the other hand, it says El Pnei HaMizbeach. Now, the Mizbeach was in the south. So which one is it? Are you supposed to bring it in the south, or are you supposed to bring it in the west? Continues the Gemara. El Pnei HaMizbeach Yachol B'darom Tamlom Lefnei Hashem. So the conclusion is to bring it in the southwestern corner, keneged chuda shel keren, opposite the corner of the mizbeach v'dayon. It's enough. Rabbi Elazar, yochel yagishen b'marav shel keren o l'droma shel keren. Okay, now we could take it either in the southern corner or the western corner. Amrit. So now what Rabbi Elazar is going to do is he's going to make what we just said more precise. And he's going to spell out exactly why we have the cheshbon of specifically the southwestern corner. Amrit. Kol makom she'ata motzei shnei mekrois, echad mekayem atzmo u'mekayem divrei chaveiro. If a person has two psukim, one could be understood by itself, and the other pasuk can also be understood and could be reconciled. Ve'echad, then you have another pasuk mekayim atzma, it could be understood umevatel divrei chaveiro, but it will make the other pasuk impossible to be understood. Its logic would dictate manichen eshem mekayim atzma umevatel chaveiro tavsin eshem mekayim atzma umekayim chaveiro. So of course, when we go with the pasuk, that doesn't introduce any contradictions. Now Rebbe Lozer is going to go on and he's going to show that the way of understanding this contradiction of Lefnei Hashem El Pnei HaMizbeach could only be understood in the following way. Kishato Emer Lefnei Hashem B'marav. If lufnei Hashem means bimarav, bitalta el pnei hamizbeach bedarim, then it is impossible to have pnei hamizbeach in the south. And the reason for that is, if one is in the south, then by definition, one cannot be in the north. However, if our starting point is Pnei HaMizbeach B'Darom, then it's possible Kiyamta Pnei Hashem B'Marav. Then it's possible to be also in the west. Immediately the Gemara explains, how's that possible? Either you're on the southern side of the Mizbeach, and then you're not on the western side, which is facing the Hechel, or vice versa. Haketza Magisha Drama Shekaren. If you go to the southern corner of the Mizbeach, asks the Gemara, still, you're no longer then in the south, in the west. You're no longer in the west. Veichon Kiyamta. Amar Vashi Kesavar Haitana Kul Yom Mizbeach Bitzafon Koi. If you have a diagram of the Mizbeach in front of you, it might be helpful. But if you're of the opinion that the Mizbeach was in the north, so then in such a case, if one moves the Mizbeach all the way to the northern part of the Chatzer, then at the southern tip, at the Kevesh of the Mizbeach, you're actually parallel to the Heichal. So if you say, Kula Mizbeach Koi, so then it's possible for a person to be both opposite the south, yet at the same time, on the southern port of the Mizbeach. Continues the Gemara, Mai Vidayu. What does it mean, and it's enough? It is a very strange word, Vidayu. What does it mean, it's enough? This is the halacha. You go to the corner, that's the Keren Ma'aravis. What's Vidayu? Amar Vash Yitzruf. No, we need this word, Vidayu. Sa'akudai Techamin, I would have thought, Tiboy Hagoshas Mincha Gufa. I would have thought that you have to bring the Karben Mincha itself, the flower itself, up to the Mizbeach, that it touches the actual Mizbeach, not just the Kli, Kamashmala, no. There isn't a Chiyuv, just the Kli has to be brought to the Keren Dromis Ma'aravis. Ve'imachinami. And maybe that would be so. Amar Kra, V'yikriva ala Koyen, V'yikisha Mizbeach, Ma'akra ve'etzel Kolen B'Kli, Af Hagosha, Etzel Mizbeach B'Kli, that if V'yikriva, V'yikisha, mean the same thing, the subject is the same, the Kohen with the Kli. So too, the Gisha is the Kohen with the Kli and not with the carbon. The Mishnah, the Tosefta continued, and it said, that you remove the frankincense, l'tzad acher, for the purposes of then making the kmitza which follows. Says the Gemara, k'hechad ol tikmot pahadi mincha, k'disnan, the Mishnah Menachos tells us that one is supposed to be careful not to take out the Levona in the Kmitza of the Karben Mincha. Hence, when one does the Kmitza, one should first move aside, as the Tosefta said, the Levona, and then do the Kmitza. And the Kmitza is done in the area where there's a lot of oil. So there the Pasuk tells us that we're supposed to do it where there's a lot of oil. And we learned that the Karben Mincha is put in Kli Sharis and you sanctify with Kli Sharis. Asks the Gemara, Lamali, Hakichachad Azimna. Wasn't it sanctified already once you put it into the Kli Sharis? The Gemara asks, when it comes to the Kli Sharis, it's already been sanctified once. Why do we repeat Venasla Tok Kli Sharis? It's the same halach in regards to dam of a carbon. Dam. When it comes to the dam of shechita, that even though the knife has already sanctified it, the Gemara learns out in Yuma, as Rashi describes, that the Kli Sharis has already Kedusha, all the Kalim included, is the Sakin. Nevertheless, the halacha is that needs to fall into a Kli. So Hachanami Loshna, so too, just like the blood of the Shechita is sanctified twice, once by the Sakin, and then once it comes into the Kli, so too over here as well. two lines from the bottom. Umlakis Lavodanasam Nasnagam the Sivis Kalavonashara Mikha and is put inside. Continues the Gemara, going on to Tezvav Amanalis. Umaleu Maktira Bikli Shares. And then one raises it up and offers it in a Kli Shares. Asks the Gemara, this is the way Rashi understands the Gemara's Kasha. Bikli Shares Maktile. You bring it up now and offer it in the Kli Shares, but you're missing something. You didn't do the salting. That part's not mentioned in the Gemara, but that's how Rashi learns in Dibur HaMaskel Maktir B'Yad, that you didn't do the salting. Ela Ema Malei B'Kli Shares L'Haktir. You fill it up in the Kli Shares in order to be Maktir it after you're going to salt it. Bezer Hashem for the Halacha component of Daf Yudad Amid Aleph and Amid Beis, I would like to discuss a beautiful Gemara on Yudalit Amid Aleph, which the Rambam made very, very famous, and the implications of the Rambam statement, both in terms of halacha and in terms of machshava. The Gemara told us that the pasuk that tells us that we should follow the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Acharei Hashem Elokechem Telchu, and the Gemara asks, how can you go after the Shechina? The Shechina is considered like a fire. Says the Gemara, no, what it means is to imitate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara delineates how HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits the sick, or visit the sick, and we're supposed to do it as he visited Avram Avinu and Nichum Avelim and burying the dead. This line, the Rambam made very famous, and he uses it in many, many different and important ways, both philosophically and halachically. The Rambam has this idea in terms of the halachta bedrachav, to walk in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where Soloveitchik likes to translate in its Latin, imitatio dei, to imitate the ways of God. And the Rambam says, on that pasuk of halachta bedrachav, mahu nikra chanun afata hayachanun, the Ner Mishpat quotes that Rambam on our Gemara, even though the Rambam quotes a different pasuk. First, in terms of the pure halacha component of this, one of my rabbeim, Rav Braunschweig Shlita, pointed out that there is another Gemara on Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis and Masechta Shabbos that at first glance doesn't have much to do with the topic of halachta bedrachav, but ultimately might shed light on a position of the Rambam in a different area of halacha of Hidur Mitzvah. The Gemara in Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis in Shabbos describes that the Makor, the source for Zekeli Vanveyu, the course of Hidur Mitzvah is the pasuk of Zekeli Vanveyu. Hisnoel Lefanavitzvah. This is my God and I will adorn him. And the Gemara for this uses it as a source for Sukkana, Lulavna, Shofarna, that one is supposed to have beautiful mitzvah. What is absolutely striking is all of us know about the concept of Hidur Mitzvah for Chanukah, for Lulav and Esrog. The Gemara in Bava Kamma, Daf Testament Beis, spells out the parameters of it. But at the end of the day, the Rambam does not quote this. The Rambam doesn't quote Hidur Mitzvah as a separate halacha. This becomes a whole shiur by itself. But in terms of halacha lemaisa, it could very well be that the application is the following. The Briska Rav and Rav Chaim both felt that the Rambam held, I don't know if they brought this raya from that I'm going to say within Shitas HaRambam, but what is clear is Rav Zevin in his Sefer La'or Moadim Ba'alocha quotes that Rav Chaim felt that when it came to using an esrog, here's Alocha Lamaisa Shaila. What happens if a person has two esrogim? One of them is a suffix, whether it's kosher, and the other one, it's certainly kosher. But the certainly kosher one is not so mehudar. The safek kosher is very, very mehudar. So Reb Chaim asked his Talmidim, what do they think they should make the bracha on? So they said, of course, you should make on the vadei kosher, and then afterwards take the mehudar one if it's kosher. Reb Chaim felt the exact opposite. And Reb Chaim formulated the following idea. hither mitzvah cannot be excised, cannot be removed from the Maisa mitzvah. If one already fulfilled the Maisa mitzvah, so then in such a case, there isn't an independent kiyum of hither mitzvah. This the Briska Rav has in the Sefer, as well as the Shitas HaRambam, that the Rambam holds that once you fulfill the mitzvah, so then you can't add on a hither mitzvah. That's why the Briska Rav claims this is debatable, but that's why he claims, the Rambam says, that if someone lights menorah and he fulfills the basic mitzvah of Nerish Ubeso, then the mitzvah is done and there's no concept of hither. And that's why the Rambam says that the Baal HaBayis lights all the candles in the house, because if he would stop, then there's no inyan to do hider mitzvah once you fulfilled the Maisa mitzvah. Similarly, Reb Chaim said, take the Suffolk one, don't be machzik, and then take the Vadei Kosher, because if you take the Vadei Kosher first, so then there's no kiyum of the hider mitzvah. Reb Braunschweigel then added, it's very striking that Gemara quotes another opinion of how to understand Zekei Van Veyu. The Rambam omits this and sets up this halacha l'maisa phenomenon for all mitzvahs, that if you already fulfilled the mitzvah, you can no longer do the hider mitzvah. The Rambam set that up because the Gemara then has the opinion of Abishol that uses Zekei Vayu as a play on words on Nivuhu. Mahu rachum, afato rachum. Just like Kodesh Baruch Hu is merciful. That's what the idea that we had in our Gemara, and it's quoted in Hilchos Deos under the concept of Alach of Bedrachav. Interestingly, the Gemara in Shabbos had a different Makar, the Gemara in Sota had a different Makar, but at the end of the day, that's how the Rambam, anytime he has the opportunity to define the Pasuk, he will define it as his such an important klal that the Rambam has. He says this applies in terms of Maisa Mitzvahs, as well as in terms of emotional mitzvahs of how a person is supposed to act. So Halacha L'Maisa application of our Sugya is that the Rambam goes with this at the expense of hider mitzvah, because the Rambam holds the hider mitzvah is only part of the Maisa mitzvah. It's not a separate fulfillment of itself. And the Nafkamina, the halacha is, what happens if you have an esrog that is kosher but not mehudar, and a savig esrog of kosher but certainly mehudar, so then strikingly Reb Chaim says that one should take the two, as well as the Rambam's position that the Baal HaBayis cannot have someone else do the hider mitzvah independently, because there's no concept of hider mitzvah outside the Maisa mitzvah. If you take a look on YU Torah, we discussed the implications of this in terms of Chazal's definition of beauty, at least through the eyes of the Rambam. That's one application, lahalacha, of this Gemara. There is something else that's striking that emerges for those who are familiar in the writings of Rav Soloveitchik, and this, in my opinion, might be the biggest difference in Machshava between what I've seen and heard from my Rabbein from Rav Soloveitchik, where you don't have such an idea like this amongst the other Gedolei Torah. And that is the following. Rav Soloveitchik writes in his book, The Lonely Man of Faith, that this position of the Rambam, which emerges from our Gemara on Sota Yudalit Amid Aleph, as well as that Gemara in Shabbos and a couple of other Makoros, leads the Rav say the following idea. There is no doubt, I'm reading in the Lonely Man of Faith edition from Doubleday, page number 12, there is no doubt that the term image of God in the first account refers to man's inner characteristic endowment as a creative being. So, Bitzelem Elokim, that we're made in the image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that we're creative like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam the first, for those who are familiar, of Soloveitchik differentiates between Adam described in Perek Aleph and Adam in Perek Beis, and now he's talking about Adam in Perek Aleph, who was fashioned in the image of God, was blessed with a great drive for creative activity and immeasurable resources for the realization of this goal. And then the Rav quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah that emphasizes this idea in Perek Dalid Halacha Ches. The Rav goes on in The Lonely Man of Faith, where he develops the idea that according to his reading of the Torah's description of Nasa Adam Bitzalmenu and Vahalachta Bidrachav, what emerges is that man is supposed to go out and technologically develop HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. At the same time, he emphasizes that that is a mitzvah in the sense that Rav Soloveitchik describes on page 19, He addressed himself to man and summoned him to fill the earth and subdue it. It is God who decreed that the story of Adam in Perek Aleph be the great saga of freedom of man-slave who gradually transforms himself into man-master. So Adam in Perek Aleph transcends the limits of the reasonable and probable and ventures into the open spaces of a boundless universe. Clearly, although no doubt for those who are familiar, Adam in Perek Beis realizes his limitations, and without it, Adam 1 could, in colloquial terms, go off the derech. Clearly, Rav Soloveitchik views that as another positive component of our Gemara of imitating the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A positive component, of course, that if it doesn't follow humility, where he looks into the cosmos and ultimately sees his shortcomings, then ultimately he could end up serving himself. But at the same time, for the Rav, Milu Ha'aretz V'Chivshua, which is based on the idea of Nasa Adam B'Tzalmenu, which teaches us also the idea of, Rav Soloveitchik puts the two together in a couple of places, the idea of imitating the ways of God, not only in his midos, but also in terms of his creativity, concludes the first part of our halacha, not only in terms of the halacha l'maisa that hider mitzvah, but if you will, there is a ruach haTorah, there is a component in the Torah that also describes man to utilize his creative talents as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him to develop HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful world. On the topic of Hider Mitzvah that we mentioned before, there is a totally different source in our Gemara that is relevant to the sugya of Hider Mitzvah that emerges from our Gemara that was in the second parak. The Gemara in the second parak, based on the Mishnah, described that unlike every other karbon, when it comes to the Minchas Knos, there is a kli that is a kli that is not even worthy to be a kli shares, that falls under the pasuk of Hakriveu Nalifa Chasecha. Would you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu something low, unsightly, not very becoming? And that is the kfifa mitzris, the wicker basket that was used for the carbon sota to show the zulzul of the sota, the kli shares is not initially used. What emerges from this Gemara? What emerges is that a kfifa mitzris, a wicker basket, is considered hakriveyu no lefechasecha. The Sefer Kerem Nota raises, in our Gemara in sota, raises a fascinating question. How do we make our lulav? The old custom, which goes back to Europe, I've noticed here in Eretz Yisrael that there are many who don't do this. This might be another reason why not to. The old custom, though, in Europe was to use what was called in Yiddish a kaishaklach. What is a kaishaklach? A kaishaklach are a bunch of lulav leaves that are used to hold together the hadasim and aravos. Why not just use a rubber band? So the Gemara tells us that you got to be very careful that there should be no chatzitza between your hand and the lulav, possibly between the hadasim and the lulav. So therefore, in such a case, one uses a kaishaklach so that there isn't going to be a chatzitza because the kaishaklach is made out of the same min. Asks the Kerem Neta, but wait a second. Our Gemara just got through saying that if you do something out of wicker, that falls into the category of a kriveu nalifachasecha. So then in such a case, the shame should apply in regards to the kaishaklach. It is a wicker basket was actually made out of palm. Here also it's being made out of palm. And yet the Gemara describes hakriveu nalifachasecha in its regard. The Kerem Nata suggests that it could be that maybe it's unbecoming only if it's a utensil, a wicker basket. That's a kli ra'ua. But if it's being used as a kaishaklach, so then in such a case, it would be okay. He himself is not so happy with this question. He concludes asking a question on the Mandamu, who says, lulav tzarech eged. The Gemara has two opinions. Everybody agrees that halacha l'maisa is supposed to tie together a lulav. Question is, why? One man, the Amar, holds that's ma'akiv in the mitzvah, and the other, says the Gemara in Sukkot Lam Gimel Amud Aleph, quotes the pasuk that we quoted earlier of Zeh Keli Van Veyu. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I will adorn him. And therefore, it's supposed to do be both and mulher, that it's everything supposed to be tied together. Not that the Hadassim are falling one way and the Aravas are falling another way. Here, this is a new expression of Hidr Mitzvah, but this is the way the Gemara describes in Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. He says, if Lulav Tzarech Eged, then you'll be in violation. I would like to add that one could extend this question, even if you say Lulav Ein Tzarech Eged. The whole source to tie together is to make it look nice, and the Gemara said, and you sota yudalit on the base, that it falls in the category of Hakriveu Nalufach HaSecha, which, fascinating, the Gemara in Sukkah says that that's a reason, Tosas quotes it in the beginning of the third parak, that that's a reason to make Lulav Pasul if it's stolen, because they quote that same Pasuk in Malachi, that these types of things are disgusting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if it's stolen or if it looks very, 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 very poor. So in Kenim Advarim, we leave off with this question about the Koshiklach. Maybe one could suggest along the lines of what the Kerem Netta said. And that is, that when is it considered something that's l'fach asecha? That's when it's used as a kli. For example, there are some poskim who say that a one-time keli isn't in the chayiv in tefillah. It doesn't even have an identity of a kli. So its status as a kli is what makes it hachriveu no l'fach asecha. In terms of holding that, that's when Ravis, it does, as they say in Yishkan's, fine. It does a fine, fine, fine job. I save my koshiklach from year to year, it could work from year to year, and therefore it would be different than the Kli, but this is a fascinating observation either way from the Kerem Nota.